Here's minute five of Lit 101 at 225 words a minute. Ready? This technique of placing a problem in another context can have even more dramatic benefits. For example, most people believe that pain is inevitable in a hospital. Caught in such a mindset, they assume that without the help of medication, it cannot be controlled. In an experiment, two doctors tried to teach patients facing major surgery to control their pain by putting it in a more optimistic context. They were asked to imagine themselves either playing football or preparing for a dinner party. In the midst of a rough skirmish of the football field, bruises are hardly noticed. Similarly, cutting oneself while rushing to prepare dinner for 10 people might also be something hardly noticed. In contrast, getting a paper cut while reading a dull magazine really hurts. With examples like these, patients were taught that pain tends to be influenced by how we see a situation. Hospital staff monitored the use of medication and length of stay of patients in this experimental group and in the control groups, which had received no counseling. Patients who were taught to reinterpret their pain in non-threatening ways took fewer pain relievers and sedatives and left the hospital sooner than the untrained patients. By placing their hospital experience in a different context, the participants gained more control over their convalescence. Sometimes our control over a situation is limited only by our ability to view it imaginatively. We all need to live as creatively and mindfully as possible and to stay open to new information and perspectives if we are to be successful in getting where we're going with our own aspirations and lives. And there you have it. If you haven't already done so, you're ready for the tests.